Okay, committee, we're on the air. Let me get a little pin here. Angela's little pin. We call this meeting to order. Health and Social Services Committee meeting. The date is September 23rd. Meeting is scheduled to last until 4:45. I hope it doesn't last that long. Time is 3:30. Next item on the agenda is roll call.
Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congresswoman Pratt. Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason. Congressman Morris. Congressman Walker.
Here. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for this day. Thank you for all that you bless the Osage Nation. Lord, I just ask that you look after the football players all across the street, all across the state, Lord. Keep them safe from injury, Lord. Allow them to return home safely. Just ask that you be with this committee as we deliberate and make decisions that affect the Osage people and the Osage Nation, all those that we serve. All these things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Please review the minutes from September 20th first, and then we also have minutes from September 21st.
I
If I never had it, then how could I take it back?
It's like confetti everywhere.
You're all in high danger, so that's how you have it.
So you guys are kind of three plans?
Sure. Three plans.
We're all giddy. It's Friday afternoon, you know. Week is on the... Okay.
Approve the minutes for Health and Social Services for September 21st, 2016. Amended.
Second. Motion to approve by Congresswoman Pratt. Minutes as amended. Second by Congressman Baker. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yay.
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 Any opposed say nay. Motion carries. The minutes are approved. Okay, so next item on the agenda is mistake. Consideration of ONCA 16102, an act to restrict revenue raised from delivery of health services to expenditures on health related services and provide an alternative effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Shaw. That's why I inadvertently. You're looking at the traffic, right?
Okay. Yeah, I see that. I'm wondering if we get a committee report generated?
Yes.
Okay.
I've got the committee report pulled up right here on the big screen.
Okay. That's our meeting.
Right. 5 yeas. And there it is, and there's our amendments.
I know that got off the track. And I'm trying to remember. I think you remember the reporting track. Maybe just the traffic.
I've reported
that in. We have the journal.
I've reported several bills out in the last, or this week, so. And I do recall reporting bills out. I don't specifically remember this one, but
motion to check.
Motion to report. Motion to report. Motion to report.
Right. We're trying to determine what was actually reported out in Congress and so that can standing committee.
Let's take 2 or 3 minutes and determine that. I got a journal right over there.
Yes.
See that. It could have been the 21st or 22nd.
Here it is. Right here in the journal that we approved this morning.
Okay, from yesterday.
From yesterday. Has on at the top of page 3 that the committee chair, Nate Walker, reported to do pass as a committee 16-1. Here it is. Report to be passed with amendment. Objection Speaker Mason advance on CA 16102 to general order day 1. On today, or yesterday's general order, we approved this one. So,
we make sure that we have like this for sure.
So, moving right along,
where are we? Yeah.
General order day 1.
Speaking today, you read it out yesterday. So, today,
day of new order.
Okay, well, let's get it to the chin. Or does it move up? Since it's been another day, does it move up?
There it is. Today's agenda. In order day 1, it's on there.
Okay, so Monday it would be in order day 2.
Correct.
That's it.
I guess I'm not really asking
to get that minutes.
consideration of ONCR 1643, a resolution to support the establishment and use of a sweat lodge for the benefit of patients at the primary residential treatment center. Sponsor is Congresswoman Kraft. Congresswoman Kraft, would you please tell us about your bill, your resolution?
So what happened to the other bill that was just going to bring him out of my room? Or did you want to go a little bit?
Which one?
The one that was just kind of at the end, which was the pregnant women.
Congressman Norris, I decided that we're not going to hear that again until Congressman Norris is here. And they'll probably be the middle of next week.
I was working on two dates, trying to get ready for Congress again. So I have a committee substitute. So if Darlene, if you can go make copies, I'll just keep talking because we're going to recess. Okay, so for, if you all recall, how this, like, two things how this came about was we have the resignation of Drug and Alcohol Task Force. The bill included to include a member of Congress on that task force, so that was me now. And yeah, the task force has voted to do community readiness assessments. And so I've been in the long process of conducting those assessments, and somewhere in there, I off and on attend the health authority board meetings. So one specifically about 9 months ago, I would say, do you think it was like that long ago, like 6 months ago, 9 months ago? I would say it's going on quite a while. So I attended one of the meetings I attended, Dr. Shaw, Jim Norris was there, Speaker Mason, there were several of us there. So at that time, I spoke to the board and asked them, because I had been learning from the individuals, just in conversations with those who have gone through treatment, whether or not they did or didn't go through the treatment facility here, but just that and those in, who are still recovering alcoholics have stated that they felt that the sweat lodge that used to be conducted by the PRT, was beneficial to them and that it was vital to their ongoing recovery. So that's why I went to the Health Authority Board and asked them if they could implement the sweat lodge again. And so there was a couple of questions, and their responses were that due to confidentiality, due to not having a place, and also what was the other one? Oh, that it wasn't. One of the board members stated that it wasn't an OCH practice.
Yes.
Okay. So, to me, right then and there, I spoke to the board and I said, well, those seem like pretty simple fixes to me. Like, I mean, if we're really working towards a solution for the those in treatment, then it seems like some simple things that we could overcome. We could, so let's sit down and have a discussion about where this would happen. And the matter of confidentiality. So there was several things, and so they just all kind of looked at each other and said, you know, we talked about this before, but we don't know what we said. And they just, you know, said, well, we'll go back and review, kind of like we do, so you don't listen to our tapes or review our minutes or whatever, that they would go back and find out what they said. I'm not sure why, like, they couldn't answer me in the meeting, but so they didn't, and it's been several months since I've heard back. And so in conducting these readiness assessments regarding substance abuse in our community. Again, I've had several people state that they feel that this is a vital part of aspect of recovery, and that when using alcohol and drugs very heavily, that that's one of the things that they become disconnected with, but that miss being a part of is the cultural aspect of it. And so that to them, that's a important part of recovery. And one gentleman even spoke about, how Native recovery is different, because that's such a vital part of who they are. And as far as it being non-Osage, Osages do use Sweat Lodge, have historically, but also at the same time, even let's say Osages didn't at all, we treat non-Osages as well, we other tribes. And so I think that we need to think about the people that we're serving and not just our own personal preference. So like I said, I've heard that many, many times over and over from many who have may or may not have gone through our specific treatment center, but just in their ongoing recovery, and some still participate in recovering alcoholics who've been sober for 3-4 years now are still choosing to participate. And so I, this committee substitute, which you should all have a copy of now, is that correct? Okay. So it did just at first specify the Sweat Lodge, but I went to conclude that the advice of Dr. Shaw, who's kind of gone through this with me over the last several months, support the establishment and use of culturally relevant Native American customs. So should that, it's just our support in implementing that in the recovery process and treatment plan. So I didn't want it to hold specific to Sweat Lodge. So I did go back to speak with the board, and they were very cooperative and open to communication, but I just wanted to express a voice from Congress in support of those that are receiving treatment from our CRT facility, and so that we can give that to the board, and they can see, because they said that they would discuss how they all felt about it and what they could do from there. Because I also spoke with the division leader at that meeting, and she said, I was like, I thought we talked about this several months ago, and she said, well, we've been very busy, we've had a lot to do, and we've had other priorities. So, but to me, I just wanted to express that this is a priority for those receiving treatment. And so again, we need to think about those that we're serving. So it's just a statement of Congress of support.
Congressman Baker.
So are they currently now doing the new one or the FY? Because I know the old place they have.
Since it was discontinued there, this is going on almost 2 years now, right?
So is it because of the new personnel? The people who used to work there just got together, though.
No, it's been conversations with the director. It's my understanding that an individual does support usage, but their higher-ups have stated that, well, again, the confidentiality aspect of it, the location. But like I said, to me, if you're really trying to get this accomplished, that it's not impossible to overcome. Like, just it's a matter of making this a priority and having a sit down and discussing it. Because there are waivers that people could sign, the patients could sign a waiver, because they get in a van and go together different places, and everyone's, so to me, that's worried about breaching confidentiality. I mean, that's out in the open as well. And so then there was also it's gone as far as when it was also stated that As far as location, I think we could find a location. I mean, if we're really working, we could find a location. Okay, secondly, if you were, one other thing, those were the three main reasons, but if you're, we're going to discuss one other that I did hear was the fact that some people were coming in and maybe passing things off, you know, to the residents, or maybe they were coming intoxicated themselves, which, well, none of us can explain why that would happen. But if so, again, if we're really trying to accomplish this, we can sit down and work this out. And because I've even had the suggestion of a tribal member who was at that meeting and heard me speaking to the board about it, suggested that maybe the cultural center could have specifically PRT night, where, you know, but then, I mean, but also it's been stated from the clients that that was important to them to have people from outside coming in, you know, and even those in recovery to speak about their own recovery and include their prayers. So we've even gone as far as having a conversation with some people that have stated they would commit. They would, if you have to do a background, then they would go through a background check. Some of them are employees, and so they've had their background performed, but then they would even go as far as to giving a UA at each meeting, you know, at the time or before each meeting. So the point is that there's many people in the community willing to support this and really feel that it is needed. I've spoken with a pauper before who's employed there, you know, and he was had discussions of, you know, they sweat over in Gray Horse and wishing, you know, they could collaborate somehow, if that's something, which I don't really know why. I mean, there's lots of areas that we could go, because some are transported to meetings in other towns, like for substance abuse meetings and you know, groups and things like that, but not necessarily for cultural purposes. So, but like I said, Popper spoke about having young clients in treatment and them not necessarily from where they came from out of state and being other tribes, not necessarily having that cultural connection in their homes and where they came from, but always wanting to be a part of that, but weren't connected because they were drinking and drugging heavily. But once they started to get clean in our treatment facility, that they spoke about that and, you know, the desire to be more culturally involved and, you know, wish they had. And some even asked to just, you know, when they go for walks and things, just to be able to, like, meditate at that point and then, you know, sing or, you know, something like that. So I've just had people specifically tell me that they think that the cultural part of recovery is missing from our PRP.
Congressman Shaw.
Well, you know, we've heard the term culture is prevention. And the prevention programs, the new programs, try to emphasize exposure to and promotion of cultural awareness and customs to use as one method of trying to prevent substance use disorder among young people. But I would submit to you that culture is also treatment for substance use disorder that's already established. I think that if we do not take advantage of those cultural practices that can be integrated into the treatment curriculum, we're missing the boat and we're underserving our clients out there.
Anybody want to take act or adopt the committee substitute? Congressman McNamara.
I make a motion to adopt the committee substitute.
Second. Motion to adopt the committee substitute by Congressman Major, second by Congressman Shaw. Any discussion? Seeing none, Congressman Supol?
Okay.
Any discussion? No? Seeing none, all those in favor say yay.
Yay.
Okay. Opposed say nay. Okay, committee steps two is adopted. Congressman Sukula.
Are they going to take the, as a direction to do it, or is it just our support for it? And the reason I say that is that at one time, they had staff people there that knew how to run stuff like this, and they had frequently, you know, run properly. They also used to bring some of those patients or recall, you know, conversation.
Clients.
Clients out to Peoria meetings, and a lot of them had done that where they came from, and a lot of them was new to them. Always questioned that because it seemed like they didn't know what they were doing, and it was almost like saying, encouraging them to. Because they didn't know what Peoria was. They just looked at it like a drug. Questioned that, and then also I had one time had a friend over there that was in treatment, and I craft supplies over and offered to give them though, just so they'd have something to do. Well, they came down on me. They said that they weren't supposed to even have contact with their own family, let alone people from the community. So that was the end of that. Back, but if they don't have staff people around these, I wonder what's kind of problem that because there was other people when they were running those meetings or whatever, there were people from the community that was going to participate, but they weren't clients. So, I mean, that's just some of the things that you might consider and encourage them.
So, I think I would say clients in a treatment program are exposed to other unknown elements, other people whose recovery is unknown. Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous meetings have open meetings where anyone's invited. Family members, non-addicts, non-alcoholics, you know, and we, I know most treatment programs get exposure to those folks. So it's not unprecedented if they don't intermingle with the general public. You know, we, I know that we take these to carry meetings, maybe even in the town, maybe even in Tulsa once a week or so, so they have exposures for people who've got a staff in recovery, or working across their program. So I think most treatment programs are not trying to isolate them. Sometimes I've seen the first week of treatment, they're isolated from maybe family and outside meetings only because the physical status has been certain. Some people will develop drug withdrawal if they're the day of treatment because they will disclose certain drugs they're using because I'm detectable when they're in drug screening. And so, but other than that, usually they're allowed to approach that meeting, you know, some contact with people in the community that are in the smoke lodge. Ceremony, still contact with people in the area who would have been out perhaps sleeping some drugs. I think that's the worst case scenario that is worth the risk with some sort of screening criteria. I think that this needs to be instituted. I think it should be instituted 2 years ago. I can't give you the exact reason why not, but I think current leadership has not placed a priority on it. And by resolution from us, passed by the Congress, means that the majority or the 12 people who are elected by OSAGE people feel this is important to offer our OSAGE treatment program for our people as individuals. And that's really the significance. We don't have the authority to make them institute that. But that's the kind of voice we speak for when we pass the resolution.
Thank you, Congressman Shaw. Congressman
McIntyre. I think it's a great thing. I love this thing. At that time, the people working there were not aware of how the sequence is. You have to have people there that you don't have to run this. So it's very hot in there, and some people who aren't used to it, or maybe the first time. critical thing that they have to do. I think it's good for our practices.
Thank you.
My question would be, what are the rules on the PPR? Are they different than alcohol consumption? Because it's a common, it's my experience that they said their rules were that they couldn't have contact with him and the public like that. Maybe they're different now. I don't know. Well, maybe it is a good idea to do it, but if their rules don't allow that, this won't change the rules.
No, there's no rule against it. It's just the planning has not been there. And like I said, Dave, you just stated that I heard you 9 months ago, but we've had other things going on. And I'm not here to say that they didn't. I understand they have a clinic and everything, a lot going on. But how it was stated was that we've had other priorities. And to me, because I've been hearing about this from those in recovery for at least 2 years now, since it's been gone, that it is a priority to them. And these are specific individuals who need support. And they're asking for cultural support. And so that's all, you know, this is, there is at least one individual who's still there and has stayed to be supported, Sandy Lookout. And says, still says, you know, very much that he supports bringing this back. And like I said, I had a conversation with him and others that we would jump through hoops in order to put this back in. And like I said, even if it's a dedicated group of individuals who do this on a regular basis, that are willing to go through a background and willing to submit a UA every single time they go in that they meet. So, like I said, it's just a lack of communication or planning or setting down and taking the time. And like I said, again, this is not to ridicule. I understand that they've had other things going on. It's just simply urging our support that this is imperative that this take place at the meeting of the minds and figure it out. And to me, the barriers that they stated were holding them back are very easy to overcome.
The committee, well, we discussed it at length in
445.
Obviously, we can talk about it until 445 if you want to. Comments from the maker?
Are you ready to make the comment?
I sure am. I'm ready to pass it out.
I make a motion to report to Congress to move substitute
Better motion to pass item CR 1643 as a committee substitute to Congress with the due pass recommendation. We don't have a second for the discussion.
Second
discussion, Congresswoman Pratt.
Okay, just to be clear, a motion has to be that it's just signifying it's been stamped in. So if you could restate your amendment to include that stamp on there.
I'd like to restate that.
Okay, so motion withdrawn, going to be restated.
I make a motion to pass up to Congress that we can be substituted for Resolution 1163. Thank you. For the purpose of Congress, I think the very first opinion in time of 2:34 p.m. So, do you have a recommendation?
Okay, thank you, sir. Motion made by Congressman Maker to pass out as a committee substitute. On CR 1643, second by Congressman Shaw. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay. Motion passes. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn by Congressman Shaw, second by Congressman